Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
My friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you. Well, George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton sold us on the idea that we no longer needed a manufacturing economy here in the United States because the internet was coming. This was 1992. Hey, NAFTA is just fine. We don't, you know, let those manufacturing jobs go to Mexico and China. It's no big deal. We're going to make money on the internet. It's going to be a brand new business model. And this really was, you know, the essence of their sales pitch. And now we have seen what that new economy looks like. And what it looks like is spying for sale. Facebook takes all the information that you give them and compiles it into a profile of you, which they then sell to people who want your money or who want your vote. Your internet service provider, your ISP, now the former Verizon lawyer and now head of the FCC, Ajit Pai, has succeeded in destroying net neutrality, will soon begin, if they haven't already started, tracking every single mouse click that you do, reading every email that you write or receive, and checking out every one of your online purchases to get information that they can sell for a profit. Your smart TV is tracking every show you watch, when and for how long, and selling that information to marketers and networks. Yep, sure enough. You might cover up the camera and say, no, they're not spying on me, but yes, they are. And even your credit card company is now selling your information. What have you bought recently that you'd rather not have the world know? Or maybe not even recently, maybe last year or the year before or the year before that. To paraphrase Dwight Eisenhower's Cross of Iron speech, this is not a real economy at all in any true sense. It's a parody of an economy with a small number of winners like Mark Zuckerberg and all the rest of us as losers, including our democracy. While it's true that Facebook's malignant business model may well provide a huge opportunity for a competitor to offer a, hey, $3 a month and we don't track you, we don't spy on you, we don't sell your data plan, and Facebook might even want to shift into that to give people, you know, for a price. You know, if I was on Facebook, well, I am on Facebook, I would gladly pay $3 a month to opt out, not have my personal information sold. But it's still fails to address the importance of privacy in the context of society and law/rulemaking. We can no longer trust corporations in America with our personal information. If this isn't obvious now, it should be. Even your doctor or your hospital are going to now require you to sign a form, read it next time you go in, allowing them to sell your information to third parties. It's been decades since we've had a conversation in America about privacy. What does that word mean? How should it be applied? You know, much like the NFL provides solid rules for how football games are to be played, government sets the rule for how business is played. The Facebook crisis may well provide us with a great opportunity to again discuss privacy and what we should and shouldn't consider private information. People will say, well, you know, what are the Fourth Amendment and all that kind of thing? Well, the Fourth Amendment protects us from government snooping and spying without due process. But nothing in the Constitution protects you or me from our internet service provider or from Facebook or Twitter or any other company that we're doing business with, particularly if they're giving us something free. Nothing protects us from them spying on us. The internet has indeed turned into a thing every bit as powerful and profitable as manufacturing once was. But we had several centuries of trial and error experience with regulating industrial manufacturing, from regulating wages to regulating pollution to regulating product safety standards. We need now to develop real and meaningful standards for the internet economy and to get our personal data under control. The founders wrote the Fourth Amendment because they were concerned about an oppressive government that couldn't be fought and couldn't be changed because it knew everything about us. This was basically what England was doing to them. They never envisioned a day when a few billionaires could do the same thing, even to the point of using myths, truths, lies, in a data-targeted way to change an entire government. Yes, the spy and sell business model is why Donald Trump is in the White House and why the Republicans are in Congress or control Congress. We need a serious discussion of privacy. What is privacy? What are the appropriate parameters of privacy? What is the role of government in protecting our privacy from predatory corporate actors? And at the very least, we need a transparency in corporate spying law. And we'd need it right now. Have you had experience with your information being sold? I have a friend who recently went to a new medical group. He got a new cell phone, new number, went to a new medical group, signed that HIPAA law statement that says, yes, we can sell your information to third parties. 1 week later, to the day, he starts getting phone calls from telemarketers. I mean, have you had this kind of experience? What do we do about this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's time for Congress to act. Not that they're inclined to with the GOP in charge, but it's time for Congress to act. Big show today is the Facebook business model. Basically, spy on you and sell your information. What happens when you kill off a manufacturing economy? All you've got left is parasitic economies. It certainly seems that way. We've got that. Dr. Richard Wolff, a debate with Charles Sauer. A lot going on. You can check it out. Commercial-free podcast at TomHartman.com. You can get the clips of the show right here on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.